This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. Signs, by Daphne Cartal. I don't believe in signs, but I do. I beg for them daily. And when they arrive, a postcard, a dog, a friend, a group of musicians, a Canadian, I don't do what I think they're telling me to.
What are signs for? I don't believe and I don't know. I don't know, so I don't believe. Instead, I conjure up an image of you walking away through the crowd. I follow you. Eyes closed in my bed. I hold you. I look in people's windows, says the poet.
I always, always, always do.
Lion-faced truth speaker. Nothing to see if I can't find you. But can anyone prove to me, please? Show the signs to me, please, that my world has known you. And the world as I know it still holds you in a corner where I don't see. There you must be. Here's a solace. Object permanence. What did you have for dinner today and who did you talk to? You must have gotten my letter. Did it break or mend something? And do you believe in signs the way I do? Ask for them, find them, hate them, love them. Ask for them again. 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 Do you?
Sometimes I feel like writing, by Junaid Ali Akbar. Sometimes I feel like writing words that could shake the earth. But how foolish of me to think that ink could stop the bloodshed. Sometimes I feel like writing when I see the corpses of children hanging from the rubble, their bodies too small for the weight of this world, crushed by the sins of those who never knew their names. Sometimes I feel like writing when I see fathers cradling their babies' bodies, their hands trembling as they carry the weight of loss, bombs ripping apart their hearts and homes. And I wonder, can my words reach where their cries cannot? Sometimes I feel like writing a poem so fierce it could shatter the silence, a verse so loud it could wake the world. But how silly of me to believe that words alone could open the eyes of those who choose to sleep. Sometimes I feel like writing, but what good are these lines when the world turns away, when the truth lies buried beneath the rubble, and the ink dries, as cold as the bodies it tries to honor. Sometimes I feel like writing, but I'm just one voice, one heartbreaking in a sea of sorrow. And while I write, the bombs keep falling, and the world keeps sleeping. Sometimes I feel like writing, but sometimes the words are too heavy, and the silence is all that's left. This is not a poem, exactly, but a leaf fall of words unclaimed. Dear dirt, how softly you listen. And when wind folds the gum trees into parentheses, yes, what survives is breath, a syntax of birds unsinging. Meanwhile, Calla walks through rain's lowercase and writes a cloud into her pocket, a sentence of dew. Orion maps stars in the dark of the page, his footnotes wet with ash. Don't say hope, say root. Don't say beauty, say scar. Climate speaks in fracture, in murmur, in shiver, in wait. The fire is still coming, but so is poem. And what's the difference, really? By Tess Ezzy. In Another Lifetime, by Edith Grace. To an old friend, wherever you are. In another lifetime, where the skies are plastered with soft pinks and blues and golden hues, and the grass softer than your skin I once caressed. In another lifetime, where the air hums the lyrics of the song we would have remembered, and your fingers would have fit mine like the stars aligning in some perfect, forgotten sky. In another lifetime, the clocks would slow their hands, giving us endless moments, no rush, no regret, just the gentle unfolding of a story written in your eyes. In another lifetime, we would have danced barefoot in the rain, without fear of the lightning or the goodbye, and maybe, just maybe, your heart would ache exactly the same way mine still does. In another lifetime, where dreams remember what reality forgets, I'll find you. And maybe one day, we'll stay. The Altar I Didn't Know I Was Building, by L. Zaspel. There's a small bowl on the bookshelf, not meant for anything in particular, but in it, a cicada shell, a rock from a Hamptons beach, a blurry photo propped up beside them, things I kept without knowing why, things I wasn't ready to throw away. Cicadas remind me of him, loud among friends, a little bit silly, as if joy itself made them tremble. They seem forgetful, unsure of when to rise from the earth, but their confusion is only appearance. They know exactly when. He was like that too. His keys are lost, his books vanished into someone else's box. Mine are stacked neatly, deliberate, placed with care, as if by tending to my objects, I might still be touching his. There are trinkets from cities he never got to visit, tiny brass charms, receipts, matchbooks from corners of the world I tried to collect for the both of us. The door awaits. I haven't gone. Too afraid the river might hold him more completely than I ever could. Too afraid it won't. And then there's the scent. Not his exactly, but close enough to trick me on a tired afternoon. I catch it when I'm not looking, and my knees forget how to hold me up. The sparkle of his eyes, God, how bright they were, burns now only in memory. A flicker I fan when I'm alone. This shelf, this corner, this drawer of objects I couldn't part with. They are all fragments of the could have been, of two hearts that once tried to meet somewhere between the living and the not. I didn't know I was building a shrine. I thought I was just trying to survive. A lousy Sunday afternoon when the world had gone for a momentary slumber, her world fell forever quiet beneath the burning timber. An unwelcome call, a cacophony of cries, looks of pity, soulless sympathy, life that was laid gently into her hands, now a burden far heavy to carry. They called her brave, called her strong, but she knew they were wrong, met with an incident so vivid, her mind always so livid. She was only a child, left to pick up the shattered pieces, to mend a home that no longer held warmth. The little heart held no remorse, but bottled fear, for she learned too soon, nothing can truly ever stay. Time flew, now she a fair maiden, wiser for her age, yet housed a fragile trust, her fury dispersed and fondness overflown, standing before the cold gravel. She whispers a soft greeting. I miss you. By Aaliyah Nargis. Brood. By Maggie Devers. The three hens at my daughter's school are oblivious to egg prices, concerned with lunch scraps and the stray termites, and their stare perch when the sun dips low. I wonder how they spend evenings and weekends, if they miss the sound of child song, or the Sunday scaries set in. I imagine they commune with their comrades, offer jokes and such for trade. My daughter assures me chickens dislike the mud, and I'm inclined to believe her. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.